This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Bucks game is over. And now it's time for the longest running postgame show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
Let's go. 12 points in the second half.
The head coach.
Again, his speed. You can't teach speed. You know, he knows how to use it.
And the fans. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show, presented by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza. Now, here's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks get the win tonight, 122-101. 122-101, Bucks with the victory. Thanks for listening at 105.7fmthefan.com on our second stream. And this is going to be how we are going to roll when we have conflicts with the Milwaukee Admirals from now on. So once the Admirals game is done, which I'm guessing will be in about 40 minutes or so, somewhere around 10 o'clock, then we will be on our normal stream. Plus, we'll be on the radio as well on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan. But for the foreseeable future, when we have conflicts, instead of just not having a postgame show, we will be on this second stream. So if you just hold on to this link that you used to click on here, just favorite it on Twitter or save it somewhere, then you'll always know to come here if you hear the Admirals on the radio, more likely than not. I mean, unless the Admirals are like the post-game show and there's like 2 minutes left in the post-game show or not, then we'll probably just wait. But in this case, this is where you'll find us most nights. 122-101, the Bucks over the Indiana Pacers tonight. And leading the way, as always, is Giannis with 31 points, 12 of 18 from the floor, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, 2 block shots. To go along with that, you had 27 points, 3 boards, and a couple of assists from Chris Middleton on 9 of 14 shooting. And those were your two leading scorers on the night for the Milwaukee Bucks. Again, in a 122-101 game. And to be honest with you, it was a pretty easy game for the Milwaukee Bucks. They shot the ball well. All night long, and when you shoot the ball well, you're going to score well, in which case you're going to win games. I shoot 58.5% tonight, had good ball movement, did the Milwaukee Bucks, had probably a little too many turnovers with 16 turnovers, but good ball movement tonight for the Bucks. Got some easier shots. Giannis was hitting his jumper pretty consistently tonight, which also was a good thing. You know, I saw earlier today on Twitter, talking about the fact of Giannis's usage rate being down and having gone down over the last few games or so. And the usage rate just means the amount of plays that he's used in when he's in the game, blah, 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 the percentage of times he's in the game versus times he's used or whatever. I guess, is that the best way to explain that stat, Mitch? Would you agree, right? That makes the most sense?
As much as you have the ball, right? I mean, it just...
Right. When they use you when you're in the game as far as plays and so forth. Right. Okay. So... Then I saw a tweet earlier tonight from a Bucks fan, a random Bucks fan, talking about the fact that Giannis at that point had 29 points, I want to say. And the fan simply said, oh, okay, yeah, so Giannis is playing like Giannis tonight, no big deal. And then the fan said, now you know we have something special. And that's my reaction for the most part, is 29 points and nobody gets all excited. I don't know about everybody else, but I'll tell you where I'm at on this whole deal. You look at Giannis's game tonight, 31, 10, 5, and 2, okay? Giannis in his last 10 games is averaging 26.8 points per game, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal and a half a game, shooting 54% from the field. All right? Giannis... on the year is averaging 29 points, 4.5 assists, 10.5 rebounds, over a block, almost a block and a half per game, almost 2 steals per game on the year, shooting 54% from the field. Like, to give you an idea of how these numbers all mesh with career numbers, his career field goal percentage is 50%. He's shooting 54.5% this year, so that's up. Three-point field goal percentage hasn't changed, 27%. Free throws. Averaged 5 free throws a game in his career. He's averaging 9 free throws a game this year and hitting 77% from the line. That's above his career number. Rebounds per game. Career average 7. He's averaging 10. That's 3 up. He's averaging a full assist more than his career average, which is 3.5. Again, these are just career numbers. This isn't last year. This is just career. And then points per game is 29 points per game. And in his career, he's averaging, obviously, 26. Now, if we take that and we say, okay, those are monster improvements for the most part when you look at Giannis this year to his career. Fine. Now let's look at Giannis this year to last year. And I am going somewhere. Just hang with me. Last year to this year, he shot 52% from the floor in 15.7 attempts per game. This year, he's taking 4 more attempts per game than last year. And he's shooting a better field goal percentage at 54.5%. 4 more shots a game, and he's shooting 20% better. Not 20%, 2% better. 54.5% to 52%. Like I said, 3-point shot, 27% last year, 27% this year. Free throw attempts, he's averaging about a free throw and a half attempt more. Last year, 7.7 attempts. This year, he's making 7 on 9 free throw attempts and shooting better at the line, 77%, well, barely better, pretty much the same as last year. Then you look at rebounds. Averaged 8.8 rebounds last year. He's averaging 10.5 this year. Assists are down a click, about a half assist down, 5.5 assists to 4.5 assists this year. Blocks down a half a tick there as well. Steals the same, about a steal and a half to 2 steals a game. Points, he's up 6 points per game. This is what I want to know. I got 2 questions for you. My first question is, what do you think Giannis eventually is going to tap out at where he stops the improvement? Like, what is that stat line going to look like for 5-6 years in a row where, okay, this is who he is. These are going to be his numbers. And we could talk about LeBron James after the Sports Flash with Mitch coming up in a few minutes. And we could talk about where he grew, and then eventually he flatlined for the most part, right? And then he's been the same player. Kobe Bryant grew, and flatlined and became kind of that same player. Michael Jordan, everybody. Everybody has that incline, but eventually you level off a little bit. You might have a little bit of a bump in a stat here or there, but for the most part, it's pretty much smooth sailing the rest of the way. Where do you think Giannis levels out at stat line-wise? Points, rebounds, assists, field goal percentage, blocks, steals? Where do you think the leveling out period is going to come? Because right now, he's improving every year, year to year. Do you remember the Jim Paschke interview during, was it training camp? Was it media day, whatever it was? And Paschke talked to him about his goals. And Paschke said, well, obviously you can't win most improved player. And then went on to go ask another question. Yeah, I said, whoa, why can't I win most improved player? Well, you won it last year. And yeah, I said, yeah, but if I improve significantly this year over last year, why can't I win it again? Well, good point. Paschke had nothing, started laughing. So I like how you think. Look at it this year. He's averaging 6 more points per game than last year. He's averaging almost 2 more rebounds per game than last year. His field goal percentage, 54.5% to 52%. Again, I'm not saying he's going to win most improved player, but he's still on the incline. So where do you think he levels off? That's the first question. The second question I have. Where do you think he improves going forward in his career? Where do you think he's going to continue to get better where he still necessarily hasn't hit the ceiling? Where do you think he improves still going forward? So we're talking a little bit about Giannis tonight. Some happy thoughts tonight. Should be a happy night. Bucks won that one pretty easily against the Indiana Pacers tonight, and we're going to celebrate a little bit here. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. You can also tweet us at 1057. FM, the fan. Where are we going to first, man?
Let's go to North Carolina. Check in with the homie, Justin. Justin, you're up next on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. What's up, man?
What's up, guys? How we doing tonight?
How much snow did you get? Did you get any snow?
Oh, man, we had a snow day, and we didn't have any snow on the ground. That's how crazy it is out here in North Carolina, man.
Yeah,
go ahead. We maybe got enough to – no, it's not even an inch, Spark. Not even an inch.
Yeah, my fiance's aunts – they live in Columbia, South Carolina. They had like 3 or 4 inches today. They got absolutely pounded with snow.
Yeah, I'm looking outside now. We have nothing. We have some clothes flying around, but there's no snow on the ground, and all schools are canceled in this area.
Yeah, well, that's good for the kids.
Yeah, lucky to have a dad in sales, or I'd be off the creek with no paddles. Jesus.
Okay.
Oh, man, what a game tonight, though. This is what I like to see from our Bucks, man. I like to see them dominate a team that is inferior to them, especially with Oladipo not playing, and they did what they're supposed to do. We got to keep this up against those other bad teams and keep it going. So the Giannis question is interesting to me because I think as far as points per game and rebounds, he's as high as he's going to get. But this is why. Because I think once Jabari comes back and once we get another legitimate big with him, no disrespect to Hinton and them guys, but some other guys, I think his assists are going to come up a little bit, his points will come down. But he will always be a threat to drop 40 on you. How amazing is that to have a Bucks player that can drop 40 at the blink of an eye on you? He had 31 through three quarters and didn't even play the fourth.
But see, that's just it. I mean, think about it from this aspect, Justin. I don't know if you remember before the season started, we were talking on the big show about Giannis and really what can he be? Can he be that guy that can average 30 points? And I don't believe anybody on the big show thought he was capable of averaging 30 points this year without a jump shot. Tonight, that jump shot looked pretty. I mean, he was hitting that jump shot when he wanted to hit it. He took a huge leap forward by two things. One, being more aggressive as far as trying to get more shots for himself than he did previously. And two, I think the game has really slowed down for him to where he's seeing what defenses are doing before they do it, which allows him really to be a smarter basketball player and take advantage of situations.
Absolutely. And I think one thing, man, we're talking about the jump shot, man. I don't know if you got a chance to watch the pregame thing, and Kobe was talking about how when Russell Westbrook first came in the league, he didn't trust his jump shot. You look at DeMar DeRozan, he was pretty much mid-range, pretty close to Giannis, but his mid-range game was a little bit better, but he would not go behind the arc. And I think that just the way that Giannis is developing his work ethic, I think his jump shot will improve. And then look out, because Jabari's jump shot already improved last year. Before he got hurt last year, he was a legitimate perimeter player. He made quite a few threes. So can you imagine two guys on the wing that can hit you from anywhere on that three-point line and they can blow by you with the blink of an eye? This team is going to get better. It's going to get scarier. And that's why, you know, when we were talking and, you know, like I've been saying, Baby Kaus and Mayor Mitch and all the guys that have been hosting, I've always just stay the course right now. Just calm down. Let's not fire anybody. Let's not do anything. This team, they're not young in age as far as age, but they're starting to understand what they're capable of.
You know,
that's going to be scary.
That's funny that you bring that up. So you don't want a house cleaning like what's going on in Green Bay then?
Absolutely not. No, why? Like these coaches, these players are starting to gel with these coaches. They're learning. They're getting better day in and day out. You know, house cleanings to me, and they're scary. And maybe it's just because I'm older than, you know, your average Packer fan and Buck fan that calls in from time to time that I remember Mikowski. I remember losing. I remember the Bucks losing. When you blow up a moderate ship, you end up sinking. I don't want to sink in any of the sports.
Well, I agree with that to a degree, but I don't agree necessarily in not doing it in baseball, and even to a degree in basketball. But in baseball, I think you really have to do it in order to compete when you're a smaller market. I don't think you have a choice. You have to strip it down, be bad, rebuild through the draft. It takes even longer in baseball, but I don't think you really have any other choice to do it in baseball when you don't have the money and there is no salary cap per se, hard salary cap like the NFL to deal with. Now, they have luxury tax and so forth that they've been implementing for the last couple of years, but until that really starts to take hold and there's an ability to close the gap, I don't think you have a choice in baseball. In basketball, it's all driven by the superstars, and we're talking about Giannis tonight, and I remember when they drafted Giannis. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
I called your draft show.
Right, you got to be kidding me. And then, you know, you get Billy McKinney on, you get John Hammond on, and they both say the same thing. Look, we're not going to get a superstar to come here and play for us. That's just not going to happen. So in order to get one, we have to draft one. And in this position, we have to swing for the fences and hope we get one. That's the only way you hit a home run is if you swing for the fences. And I was like, all right, fair enough. Let's see. And I said it was their John Leon pick like Larry Harris had. The difference was that Larry missed and got fired. And I said when they made that pick, I said, if he misses, John Hammond's out of a job. That's what this is going to come down to. Well, he didn't miss. He had a grand slam.
Let me leave you with two short things, Sparky. I'm going to let you run because I know you got a whole bunch of people. So As far as if when the Bucks do, not if, when the Bucks do get their championship ring, we need to give one to John Hammond, because it's solely because of him, like you said, with the swing with Giannis and hitting that grand slam. And lastly, if we can leave one word in 2017 forever and never bring this word back amongst Bucks fans, can we please retire the tank word now? I don't think we ever need to hear that word again.
You mean for 2018?
2018, 19, 20, until Giannis is
goes.
Done, let's leave that word away. Like,
more than likely, you will definitely tank again after Giannis leaves at some point, yes. But I don't think they will tank on purpose while they have
Giannis.
Hopefully
that's about 12 years from now.
Yeah, whatever long that may be. They're not going to tank with Giannis. I don't think that's going to happen unless
– he gets hurt.
Unless there's a situation, right, like San Antonio, where David Robinson got hurt and they were brutal and then got lucky in the lottery and got Tim Duncan. I mean, if it's a situation like that, then that's different. But, yeah, I don't think you have to worry about them tanking. That's not going to happen. Thanks for the call, Justin.
You need to start cueing the song, though, that Bucks Rolling On song you used to play.
Green and Growing.
Yeah.
Yep.
We need to get that going, Sparky.
All right, we'll get it coming out of the Sports Flash. We'll have it for you. Mitch is already calling it up. Thanks, Justin. Be good. Everybody, again, tuning in to our second stream tonight. Already got a tweet coming in from Jake. Thank you for doing an alternate stream. You are welcome, Jake. Jake's been listening for a long time. Yeah, you're welcome. I'm glad we got a second stream. That's all because my boss, Tom Parker, he was the one that decided he had had enough and we were going to do this. And he went out and got a machine for us to be able to pull this off. And very appreciative of that, as I'm sure most of you Bucks fans are. Tonight, the question is quite simple. Let's talk about Giannis. Let's talk about where we're headed with Giannis. Where do you think eventually his stat line caps off at? That's the first thing. Points, rebounds, assists, blocks, whole thing. Right now, he's averaging 29 points a game, 10.5 assists a game, 10.5 rebounds a game, 4.5 assists, block and a half, steal and a half, shooting 54% from the field, 27% from three. Where do you think eventually he levels off at? Because right now he's gotten better every year. And he's gotten significantly better from last year to this year again after making a huge jump last year. So where does it level off? How crazy of a stat line does he eventually end up having year to year going forward? And the second question that we want an answer to tonight is, like, where does he improve to get to those numbers? Like, what is he? The jump shot is what we've been talking about, but you can see the jump shot's coming. I mean, tonight that jump shot looked good. It was solid tonight for Giannis. So dial it up like you normally would. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Also, you can tweet at us at 105.7 FM The Fan. With that, let's get a Sports Flash with the mayor, Mitch Ross.
Hey guys, this is Jan Antetokounmpo of the Milwaukee Bucks, and you're listening to the Milwaukee Bucks post-game show here on The Fan.
How did tonight's game add up? Let's go inside the box score. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video, home entertainment and commercial audio video. Simply done right. ABCAudioVideo.com. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save post-game show.
Bucks get the victory tonight over the Indiana Pacers, 122-101. Giannis tonight, 31 points on the night. Talking about Giannis, and the question on the table is this. Ooh, right there, Mayor Mitch. Justin asks for the music, and he provides it. Just a great song. Love that song. It's from the 70s, but it's a great song. So it's Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show presented to you by Palermo's King Frozen Cheese Pizza here on 105.7FM.com.
You got me hooked on those, too.
What?
The King Cheese Frozen Pizza.
Dude, I'm telling you, those Palermo's pizzas
are good. They are good.
Yeah, they are. You can go out and get yourself one of those. I'm doing more than just the cheese, though, man. The pepperoni, the Italian sausage, the Supreme pizza I got sitting there in the freezer at home. We're going to crack that one open.
Obviously, pick it up at Pick and Save, too. Always a great price there.
I get the medium crust. Do you get the thin?
I thought there was only one kind of crust.
No.
On those ones.
On the frozen.
I mean, I'm more of a hand toss, thicker crust type of guy.
Yeah, so like on the pepperoni and the sausage and the Supreme, I get the medium crust.
Nice.
Right. I think the frozen cheese, I think there is only one size crust, you're right. But those other ones, and it says right in the box, the thin, the medium. I don't know if they sell like the pan style or not at Pick and Save. I don't think I've seen those. If they do, I haven't seen them. Because obviously that's where we do all of our shopping too, is Pick and Save. Okay, so Let's check out the box score here for your Milwaukee Bucks. John Henson, 26 minutes, 3 of 6 from the floor, 3 of 5 from the free throw line for him. 9 points, 6 boards, 3 assists, and 3 turnovers. Giannis tonight, 29 minutes, 12 of 18 from the floor, 0 of 1 from 3-point range, 7 of 8 from the free throw line. 31 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, 2 blocks, and 2 turnovers. Chris Middleton, 30 minutes tonight, 9 of 14 from the floor, 3 of 4 from 3-point range, 6 of 6 from the free throw line, 27 points, 3 boards, 2 assists, 1 steal, and 2 turnovers. Eric Bledsoe, 28 minutes, 3 of 4 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3-point range, 7 points, 5 assists, 1 board, 1 steal, and 1 turnover. Tony Snell, 26 minutes, 3 of 8 from the floor, 1 of 3 from 3-point range, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, 9 points, 2 boards, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, and 1 turnover. Malcolm Brogdon, 32 minutes tonight, 5 of 9 from the floor, 0 of 2 from 3-point range, 7 of 7 from the free throw line, 17 points, 5 assists, 2 boards, and 2 turnovers. Thon Maker continues to play well. 22 minutes, 5 of 10 from the floor, 2 of 2 from 3-point range. He missed an easy alley-oop. Wasn't it the alley-oop that pretty much he should have finished and didn't go up strong enough?
That right there in the fourth quarter, yeah. I think it was, yeah.
He'll get better. He'll get stronger.
Yeah, he's struggling with that part.
He'll
sure.
figure it out. He'll get
stronger. He also got bullied pretty bad by Sabonis tonight.
Sure, but again, we all know
he does that to a lot of people.
He has to add weight, and as he gets stronger, he'll be better. And as he gets stronger, he can develop that post game a little bit more. It is pointless. Well, I think it's pointless to work on a post game with that dude when he can't sustain a position. Okay, drop down Thon. Now what?
I mean, at this
now,
point, yeah.
There's just no way. So you can work with him, but to actually utilize it in a game situation probably is not going to happen at this point.
It's just not his forte. I mean, it seems like he's always played as like a guard forward most of his life. And I don't know if he had a huge growth spurt at some point, kind of like an Anthony Davis, where he was a guard until, you know, he was 15 years old.
You don't remember Thon Maker?
I mean, I remember him from YouTube, yeah.
Thon Maker was a YouTube sensation. YouTube sensation.
But he was crossing dudes over. That's what I'm saying. Like, he was crossing people over and dunking
crazy handles, so,
you know, I mean, we haven't really seen the handle so much.
Not as much, but he hasn't been put in that situation really either.
But he's not, you know,
I mean, he hasn't been given a situation where, hey, go be Giannis, bring up the ball and run the offense. I mean, he hasn't been asked to do that, and I don't think they're going to ask him to do that either.
I would hope not.
I don't think so. Because I think they think his role eventually is going to be the starting center on this basketball team. That's what they're hoping, and they want to make sure he can add enough weight to be able to sustain down there. Look, John Henson's 230, 235, he told us in the big show, and said he's not adding any more weight. This is what he's comfortable at. He tried adding weight. He thought it changed his game. He ain't going back to it. This is what it is. Okay, fine. Now, I don't know what weight Thon Maker has to get to be comfortable. Thon will figure that out. Eventually, Thon's going to get to a point where he's going to go, okay, I think I'm almost a little bit too big because now it's affecting my quickness. It's affecting my shot, whatever.
He's at 223.
Right. So if you're talking John Henson size, he's still got another 10 to 15 pounds to add, right? Somewhere in that area.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to stop at 235 with him, though, because I think we'll see. I think they would love to see him get to like 240, 245, and because his frame is so rail thin going up. Now, the question is, can he add the weight? Not everybody has the body size to carry that much weight.
That's what I was going to say. Was Giannis, I think, was at 196 when he got drafted.
Oh, yeah, he was real small.
6'9", 196, and now he's 6'11", 222. So he's put on almost 30 pounds of sheer muscle.
Right.
You know. To expect that from Thon, I mean, I can't compare anybody to Giannis because it's just...
And what's Thon? Go back to what?
223.
And what? 7 what?
7'1", yeah.
So that's...
An extra 2 inches.
And the same weight.
And basically the same weight.
Does he look like he's the same weight to you? No.
No, he's...
He doesn't look like he's the same weight as Giannis.
His base is just so skinny.
Correct. And that's where he's got to add size, is he's got to put some more in that butt of his... And he's got to add some thighs, and he's got to add some calves, and he's got to do all that stuff.
My Wisconsin accent came out there. His base.
His base.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. Dellavedova tonight, 17 minutes as we look inside the box score, continuing on. 3 of 3 from the field, 2 of 2 from 3-point range, 8 points, 9 assists, 2 boards, 2 steals, 1 turnover. Kilpatrick actually got to play 4 minutes, 1 of 2 from the field, 0 of 1 from 3. He had 2 points. Liggins played. He was 0 of 0 from the field in his time. 3 boards, 3 assists, 2 steals, and a turnover. I'll take that from Liggins. In 23 minutes, you give me 3 assists, 3 boards, and a couple steals, I'm good. Sterling Brown got some run there at the end, too. 4 minutes. Missed his only shot. Had one rebound and one block. Rashad Vaughn still can't get off the bench. No matter what the man does, he maybe... I'm not going to say he's done playing for the Bucks, but... Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, part of me just wants me to wants them to cut him. I really am at that point. Just cut him. I mean, this is stupid. Why are we doing this? You don't want to play him. You got issue with him, beef, whatever your case may be. I don't know what it is. I don't care what it is, but this is stupid. Just be done. I'd rather you, at this point, I mean, he's 21 years old, and you're pretty much saying we're done, or 22, whatever he is, and you're pretty much giving up on the kid. Okay, fine. I'm sure either there's a G League team that will let him go there and play, and actually play basketball night to night, or there's an NBA team that may pick him up and let him play every other night, 10, 15 minutes, or whatever the case may be. But this isn't helping him. I promise you that. And he's not helping your team. So what is the point of this? You've got Sterling Brown and you've got Kilpatrick. You do not need Rashad Vaughn anymore. There's no reason to have him on this roster. Just cut him.
Yeah, I mean, you're costing him too. I mean, you're kind of not only do you clearly you're not going have any to
need
plans
another body
him.
At center. It's going to be his roster spot, right? It better not be Kilpatrick's roster spot.
No.
I'll tell you that right now. They're not cutting Terry. He's another coach. So it's going to be Rashad Vaughn. Maybe that's what they're waiting for. Maybe they think they can get another team to take Rashad Vaughn in a trade for a big. That's all I can think of. But again, if you haven't been able to do it to this point, what makes you think something's going to change between now and the deadline? I feel bad for Rashad Vaughn. Yeah. I guess that's the end of it for me. 58.5% shooting for the Milwaukee Bucks. 48.5% shooting for the Indiana Pacers. 3-point shooting, almost 53% for the Bucks. 9 of 17 there. 3 of 15 for Indiana. Whew, no Victor Oladipo, and they struggled. And by the way, no Victor Oladipo, and they still scored 101 points against the Bucks. And then the Milwaukee Bucks from the free throw line tonight. 25 of 28 from the line. Brogdon was 7 of 7. Giannis was 7 of 8. Pretty impressive stuff there. 16 of 19 for the Indiana Pacers. Rebounds tonight, 30 for Indiana, 34 for the Milwaukee Bucks. Assists on the night, 33 for the Bucks. You know the Bucks offense is playing well when you have over 30 assists in a basketball game. 24 for the Indiana Pacers. Turnovers 14 for Indiana, 16 for your Bucks. And the Bucks win 122 to 101 tonight over the Indiana Pacers. And you got to be pretty jacked up and excited by what you saw there from the Bucks tonight. Again, in front of a home crowd, which is always a good thing too. Bucks 20 and 16, 13 and 6 at home. The Pacers now 19 and 19, 8 and 10 away from Indianapolis for the Pacers. Next up, the Toronto Raptors. They get to come to the BMO Harris-Bradley Center coming up on Friday night, right? Friday night, today's the 3rd, yeah. Friday night, 7 o'clock tip there. And we'll see how the Bucks respond against the Raptors, because remember, the last time they played them, DeMar DeRozan had 52 points against the Bucks. You go to overtime and you lose. And it's pretty funny you bring that up. And if you didn't hear tonight, Marcus Howard, the guard, 52 points tonight for Marcus Howard. In an overtime victory for Marquette. That's super impressive. I think that broke the Marquette. Did that break the Marquette single game record? I think it did. Single game scoring record too. I mean, that's crazy. And now, again, he had 11 threes, sure, but that's still, and they won. That's the other thing. Not only did he throw up 52, but they won. And that's the most important thing at the end of the day. Nobody thought Marquette would be much this year, but don't look now. Their record ain't that bad. And they're starting to come around little by little here. And he is a big reason why they're at that point. Him and Rousey both. And if Hauser gets going, Marquette could be pretty good. Okay, so I got some tweets coming in as well. Again, asking about Giannis tonight is what we're talking about here. And really, that's the one thing that I want to see from Mitch here and see what he thinks. Where do you think Giannis's stat line eventually planes out at? Where does it eventually level out at and even out at?
Well, he's doing what, 30 points a game already right now? Without 29 and a half, or 29 even. Okay, going into tonight. He had 31 tonight. I guess 35, maybe, in like his best season, probably. 35 points a night.
Somebody give me a defibrillator for my heart. I mean, 35?
He doesn't shoot threes. And if he can possibly improve in that area, But at the same time, I don't know if Giannis is ever going to be a three-point shooter.
Oh, he's coming along.
I know he is, but I just...
He's got deep twos coming along nicely. Now, it's not that far, much farther out for the three. And he works hard.
He does, yeah. We
know. Jason Kidd couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. He couldn't. He was awful coming out of college. And he became an effective three-point shooter in the pros. And nobody ever thought that was going to happen. But he busted his tail end and figured it out and made himself into the shooter that he became from outside, to where the fact was you had to respect him. If you didn't respect him, he could drive the hole and dish to somebody for an assist and an easy basket. So if he can make himself a decent three-point shooter, and with Giannis's work ethic, so can he. And again, Kidd said it last year on the big show. All Jason Kidd wants from Giannis, shoot about 33% from three. That's all Kidd wants.
Yeah.
You get to 33% from three, Jason Kidd's going to be ecstatic. And he's still sitting at 27% still. Yep. But if he eventually can get that three-point line to the point where he's shooting about 33% from three, I mean, you can say watch out, but you can already say watch out with him shooting 27% from three, to be honest with you at this point. Okay, so sorry, I interrupted you.
I would say, you know, probably 34, 35 a game, maybe 12 rebounds a game. And I would say 8 or 9 assists a game, because I think that's one underrated area he needs to improve a little bit in. I think he's kind of starting to this year having to deal with this. But when he gets walled off in the paint, teams have been doing that a lot to him.
Of course they will.
And
they'll continue.
The Bulls do a really good job against him. A la, that's why the Bucks have lost to them.
Of everybody in this division, the Bulls are the team giving you the hardest problem.
Seems to be that they crazy. Look at the game they lost to him last week. That was last week, right? I think something like that.
But Mitch, if you look at Indiana,
22 in the first half and like 5 the rest of the game.
Right. But if you look at Indiana tonight, Indiana was sagging the middle and daring the Bucks to shoot over the top of them. That's pretty much what they did. They said,
the Bucks,
take your jumpers,
the Bucks
go
were
ahead.
Hitting shots tonight.
Right. And Giannis was hitting his jumper too.
Correct.
And that made Indiana have to change.
So what I think he needs to improve on, and I think it's starting to happen, is just drawing that double triple team and making a good pass out of it, making the right pass out of it, instead of stopping, dancing, you know, traveling, and just making the right decision out of that wall off.
What do you think? So that's 35 points.
35, 12, and 8.5, we'll say.
That's where he's going to level out at.
I think that's
that's the career year.
That probably is the career year. Just short of a triple, just around a triple-double.
35, 12, and 8.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think is the highest points LeBron James has ever averaged in his career?
I'm going to say 31.
Yeah, good job. You didn't look at the computer or anything.
Nope, 31. Yeah.
21 years old.
Well, LeBron's always been a little passive.
Third year in the league at 21.
What is
at 21, he averaged 31 and a half points per game, 7 rebounds, 6.5 assists.
Look at that squad he's
steal
playing
and a half at 21.
Yeah.
He played 42 and a half minutes a night. Giannis is playing, what, like 39? And they're freaking out?
He's at, yeah. Let's see. What do we got here? 38.2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. LeBron was 21 in what, 2007?
LeBron is 33 now. In his career, he's averaged 38.8 points per game throughout his entire NBA career. 38.8. So everybody freaking out about Giannis's minutes? These are the minutes LeBron's averaged his whole career.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some years more than others, some years less, but that's what he's averaged. Now, LeBron has also averaged 27 points, 7 assists, 7 rebounds, a steal and a half, and short of a block a game. Do you buy, Mayor Mitch, that Giannis will average more points in his career than LeBron? More than 27?
Per game?
When his career is over. Do you buy he will average more than LeBron James at 27?
Yes.
He's at 29 right now.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Next question. Do you buy that LeBron James, Giannis will average more blocks per game than LeBron James?
What is LeBron's number?
0.8.
0.8 per game?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got that.
Okay. Steals per game, 1.6 for LeBron James. Will Giannis average more than that?
He's at 1.7 this year. I'll give a maybe on that one.
Yeah, I think he will. Assists per game. LeBron James, career, 7.1.
Probably not that one.
I agree. Rebounds per game, 7.3. What's Giannis averaging in his career right now?
I don't know about his career, but he's at 10.4 today.
His career is right there. You should be able to see it. It's the second in the middle. The middle of the page right there. There's two lines.
Oh, yeah. 7.2 for his career. And Giannis, or LeBron was at 7.3. Yeah, he easily has that.
So let me see if I got this right, if we're following along. Anthony Mandela just walked into the room. Mayor Mitch says Giannis will average more points per game than Giannis. Giannis will average more points per game in his career than LeBron. Giannis will average more blocks per game in his career than LeBron. Giannis will average the same or better than LeBron in steals. And Giannis will average more rebounds per game than LeBron. So are you saying Giannis will be a better basketball player than LeBron James before this is all said and done? Because that's what it sounds like to me if we're looking at the numbers.
That sounds crazy, doesn't it? But you look at the numbers.
Hold on, I got another one for you. Field goal percentage for LeBron James in his career, 50%. Will Giannis do better than 50? It's .503 to be exact.
Probably, because he's a more interior-oriented player.
What's Giannis's career average right
career
now?
Career field goal percentage, 50.5.
.505?
Yep.
505.
50.5% from the floor in his career.
And his career for LeBron is .503. And this year, LeBron's killing that. Comparatively, because he hasn't had a jumper until this year, for the most part. Now, where LeBron does get him is he's shooting 34% from three. LeBron James' worst year from three was his first year in the league at age 19. He shot 29%. That was his worst year. He got nothing. The second year, he averaged 35% from three his very next year, to give you an idea of where LeBron's at. Do you mean free throws
this
a
crazy.
Game? Do you mean free throws a game? Not how many free throws per game is Giannis averaging? 9 this year?
Yep. Free throws attempted is 9.1, making 7.1.
In LeBron's career, he averages 8 free throws a game in his career. In LeBron's career, he's averaged 9 or more free throws 5 straight years. He has not
averaged.
That's
a guy who gets almost every call.
He has not, and that, those were all in Cleveland. He hasn't done it since his first time in Cleveland. The last time he averaged 9 or more free throws was when he was 25 in 2009. He has not averaged 9 free throws a game since 2009. That seems insane to me. Anybody else think that's crazy? Besides me? I mean, James Harden's averaging like 100 free throws a game. And LeBron James can't get 9 on average?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, LeBron's like, remember Dwight Howard would always just get, guys would just hang on him?
Yeah, and they don't call it.
Right.
Same with Shaq.
I mean, because it'd turn into college basketball then, where it'd just be every time down, it's a foul.
I don't know, man. That the whole thing just seems insane to me. So what we've learned is Mayor Mitch thinks Giannis will be a better basketball player than LeBron. More points per game than LeBron. I don't think that's a crazy statement. Giannis will average more blocks per game than LeBron. That will easily happen. Giannis will average the same or more than LeBron from a steals perspective. That already is happening. They're about the same. Assists, advantage LeBron. Rebounds, 7.3 rebounds a game for LeBron. Giannis is easily going to beat that when everything is said and done in his career as well. Field goal percentage, they're the exact same right now. Giannis will be better than that before this whole thing is said and done. Hey, man. I'm here. Mary Mitch is here. Feel free to let us know. This started out being the question of where do you think the ceiling's going to be for Giannis? And then you bring up LeBron James' numbers and you shake your head and you're like, hey, you got to be. How many times, Mayor Mitch, do you think LeBron has averaged 29 or more points per game in his career? Giannis is at 29 right now. So if he does it this year, that'll be his first time.
Yep.
In his career.
This is Giannis' fifth season.
Right. In his career, how many times do you think LeBron has averaged 29 or more points a game? I love this. This is a lot of fun. I'm learning
LeBron's,
a lot of stuff
this
about
is LeBron's,
LeBron.
What, 13th year? 14th year?
Like 14th year, I want to say.
I'll go above 29 points a game.
No, 15th year. 15th year.
Above 29 points per game is your question? How many years?
29 or more.
I'll say 7, half of them.
7? How about 3?
3 times?
That's all.
Now, well, how many times has he been at 28 or 27 and
29.7, again, in Cleveland at age 25. 30 points in Cleveland at age 23. 31.5, his best year scoring at age 21. Uh-huh. When was the last time he was close to 29 and didn't get it? Right now, he's at 27.7. Previous to that, the next time would be 2013 when he was at 27.
Wow. So it's been a few years.
So is this a career year for Giannis, or is this legit? Because to me, I look at this, he doesn't look like, I mean, he looks like he's playing hard and all that.
Yeah, but it's not.
But when you watch the game, you don't feel like.
Right.
You know, it's just,
easy. It's easy.
It comes within the flow of the game. He's not forcing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, a lot of these games, I mean, until tonight, a lot of the games, he's been kind of hanging around 22, 25, just in his sleep almost.
Right.
He's falling out of bed and getting, you know, 25. A bad game is 26 and 7 and four assists.
Right. Yeah.
That's a bad game.
Absolutely right. All right, so I believe now we are back on AM 1250.
Should be.
We are back on 105.7 FM, The Fan. If you're just tuning in, the Bucks get the win over the Indiana Pacers tonight, 122-101. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Mayor Mitch Ross. Bucks now 20-16. Giannis had just another normal Giannis night tonight. 31 points tonight for Giannis. 10 boards, 5 assists, a steal, 2 block shots, and a couple turnovers. And we've been talking about on our alternate stream, if you didn't know we had one, we do now. All you have to do is just follow along on the Twitter account of The Fan or on Facebook. Click on our alternate stream link or just go to our website on games like tonight where the Admirals play a little bit longer than the Bucks and the Bucks postgame show goes on regardless from now on. Talking about Giannis and where are his numbers eventually going to level off at and stay the same going forward? Because he has climbed every single year he's been in the league so far. And eventually he's going to have to level off. Where does that happen? Give me an idea of what the numbers are going to look like. And then, you know, what areas does he have to improve? But from that, we started going over LeBron James stats, comparing him to Giannis. And Mayor Mitch and I just sat back and looked at it and said, I'm pretty sure he's going to have better numbers than LeBron when this whole thing is said and done. Which is insane. Now, again, he's got to stay healthy. But that is insane to think that. 122-101, Bucks over the Pacers. Time to get to the Sports Flash with the Mayor, Mitch Ross.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show. Presented by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza, the ruler of taste. We're heading into the Bucks locker room to hear what the players saw on the court. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. The Bucks get the win. That's not the surprise, though. The surprise is we got a guest sitting on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline to talk about the Bucks' 122-101 victory over the Indiana Pacers. I'm not even going to try his last name because every time I do, he laughs at me. So I'm just going to say what everybody else says. Thon Maker joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Thon, thanks for coming on, man.
No problem. How you guys doing?
Hey, I got to tell you a quick story. So for people that don't know, Thon tonight, 12 points, 4 rebounds, a block shot, hit a couple more threes, and he's been rolling. But so for Christmas time, we got our 10-year-old NBA 2K. So he's got the game, and he's got Ultimate Team. You know, they can do it online, and they can get players and all that stuff. And he's got you. And he's like, man, he's unbelievable. He doesn't miss a shot. And I'm like, really? He's like, I'm telling you, he's unbelievable. So I come in, because I don't really, I play the game with him once in a while, but I really don't play it all that much like he does. He lives on that thing. So I come in, I talk to my producer, Mayor Mitch. I tell him, he's like, oh, he's a beast in that
Thon
game.
Yeah, Thon is one of the best players in the video game.
So what's up, man? How'd you get all that love?
I don't know. The gamers, everybody says that a lot about my player. They said he's unguardable. But,
yeah.
I mean, think about it. 7'1", can shoot the three, is athletic. Yeah. What else do you need?
It's just the skill sets, you know. So I work on my skills. They see it. They put it on the game. And, you know, they use them a lot. So it's pretty good. I rarely play it myself. So I don't know. I don't know much of it, but I hear a lot about it online. Or face-to-face.
Right. Apparently, like, you can get, I don't know, Mitch plays more than I do. So apparently you can get, like, these packs. Like, you can get a shooter pack with a bunch of guys that will be on your team, like a starter pack that are shooters. Yeah. Well, you're one of those guys in that shooter pack that he got, and you were one of those guys. So he's all excited. So since he got you and started playing with you, you had your big game in Toronto. You have a couple more threes tonight. And he's like, yep, that's all me because I got him on my team. I'm bringing him good luck now. I said, well, whatever you want to think is fine with me. But, man, you have been rolling, man. Huge game in Toronto and another nice night tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. Just locking in, you know, just staying focused.
What is it? I mean, did you make an adjustment? Is it just getting into the rhythm a little bit more? What's happening?
Just my teammates telling me to be aggressive. You know, we had a players meeting, I think, a week ago. I know it's four games ago before the Timberwolves game. And, you know, we spoke as a team, each guy. I went around the room, we said something. And then because this time period is the time that we wanted to really get going. Last year we went, I think it was 10-16 or something like that. It was a losing record last year in the middle of the season. So this year we're trying to improve that and get above 500 in the middle of the season. So we spoke about that, and then when it came to me, they were telling me to be aggressive, you know, be more aggressive, play my game, just relax. And the coaching staff had been, you know, saying the same thing. So, you know, just got to be locked in and continue to be aggressive. And, you know, shots are going to fall sometimes here and there or not. I just got to continue to keep playing.
I've always wondered about these player meetings, you know, because in the afternoon on the big show, I work with two former Packer players. So they give me what it was like, the one, Gary Ellerson, played in the 80s. That was a long, long time ago. And then the other one, Leroy Butler, invented the Lambeau Leap, so he played more recently. So they tell me about these player-only meetings. And it seems like, to me, listening to them, it's kind of like the young guys are told, you know, you pipe down, you let the leaders and the veterans talk. You said kind of everybody got to say something. So that I've never heard that one, where everybody gets to stand up and say something. That's kind of a cool deal where everybody gets a voice in this thing.
Exactly. That's the type of team we are. You know, we have veterans that allow us, you know, to talk, and it's tough. You're really on a team like that in any league. So, you know, for our guys, they do a great job of keeping everybody, you know, focused, keeping everybody happy, and trying to get each guy's confidence going. So you have veterans like Deli, Jet, you know, Chris, Giannis. Those guys, they're telling us to speak up. And then at the end of the day, whatever they hear that we're saying that is a negative or that they think, you know, needs improvement and they can help us with, they let us know right away. And I think that's what they did last week. And it definitely helped a lot of us.
Talking with Thon Maker of the Milwaukee Bucks here on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. When we started the show, we were talking about you, and my producer, Mary Mitch, was like, you know, man, I don't know if he had a growth spurt or what, but where did he get all these handles? You know, I saw it on YouTube and everything else. Where did all that come from? And I was like, I have no idea. I guess I've never really asked him. So where and when did that all start, where you kind of started getting those guard-like handle?
When I first started playing basketball, you know, when I first picked up a basketball, I wanted to do everything on the court, play on both ends of the floor. And, you know, my dream height was to be 6'8", to be honest with you. And I wanted to have all the skill sets and, you know, be unstoppable on both ends of the floor. So I worked on my skills, and you never knew what position you were going to be put in, so you got to be ready. So my mindset is to always be ready. I work on my handles every single day before practice. I work on my handles before shoot-around on game days or after shoot-around. And I work on my handles. If I don't get a chance to work on my handles before shoot-around or before practice, I come back, say, midnight after a game like this, I come back and work on my handle. And I never, you know, want to skip a step. That's when you start falling behind, so... You know, just working on your skills. I work on my shot a lot, and, you know, my touch, you know, builds on from then on. So it's just about working on your skills.
I got one other thing for you.
Yeah.
We were doing this earlier. We were talking about Giannis, and we're like, okay, you know, this dude's numbers go up every single year. At some point, they've got a plateau and even out. LeBron's had it, Michael, Kobe, they all have had their numbers eventually even out. Yeah. So we were talking about this, and then I looked up LeBron's numbers.
Yeah.
Dude, you and Giannis need to sit down and do this. You need to look at LeBron's numbers. I'm telling you right now, Giannis, before this is said and done, is going to average more than LeBron in points. He's going to average more than LeBron in blocks easily. Steals are going to be the same or better for Giannis before this whole thing is said and done. Field goal percentage, he's going to beat him in. Free throws attempted, I'm pretty sure he's going to beat him in that one too. I mean, it is insane. Like, the last time LeBron averaged 29 points a game, he was 25 in 2009. He's only done it three times in his career. That's it. He only averages 8 free throws a game. Giannis is at 9. I mean, if you seriously look at these numbers, hey, man, I don't see why Giannis can't be the greatest ever. Why not?
Hey, that's his mindset. Each game, that's his mindset. He's trying to be the best every single game. So
he's not far off. You know, a lot of people say LeBron is declining. He's going downhill his career, but he's not going downhill. He's more focused, playing better than ever because, you know, his shot is falling now, and, you know, he's using his shot more than he used to, so which is making him more dangerous now. So a lot of people look at him and say, you know, he's going downhill, but he's not really. You saw where the Cavs were at the beginning of the season and where they are now. And, you know, with Giannis, he's not far off. He's doing that on a nightly basis. But, you know, with him, he wants to win championships also. So he's not really focused on just the numbers. He want to do both. You know, he want to be great.
Yeah, well, he's definitely there. He's getting there more and more every day.
Oh,
some will say, no question about it. It's just crazy. If you look at LeBron, I'm telling you, look at LeBron Summers versus what Giannis is, and you are just going to shake your head and go, holy cow. Hey,
wait
man.
Until Giannis 3 start falling.
Well, hey, but even that, I mean, look, the 3-point shot, fine. LeBron's going to get him there. 34% in his career. His worst year was 29%. But even then, I mean, Giannis isn't that far away. He's taking the deep twos. Yeah. He hit those consistently tonight. He's not that far away.
Yeah, he's not far away. I'm talking about when he started taking, you know, more jumpers, and the defense now got to defend both, not just the drives, but also the shot.
Yep.
It's going to be way more dangerous.
That's just scary. Thon Maker, thanks so much for coming on. Go play some NBA 2K and dominate the world, man.
No problem. Time to go lift.
There you go. Take care. There he is. Thon Maker joining us on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save post-game show. Brought to you by Palermo's King Frozen Cheese Pizza. The Bucks win 122-101. He joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Great Midwest Bank, committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, discover the benefits of simply local banking. Visit greatmidwestbank.com.
Yep. I said this before. I'm going to say it again. He is my favorite interview on that team.
Yeah.
I mean, Giannis is there too. But he on Fox Sports Wisconsin, he's always good. Like, I've never heard him do a bad interview where I said, I don't think he really wanted to do that one. I
mean, he's always in a good mood,
always engaged. He's always gives, you know, good answers. He's always kind of laid back. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know how good he's going to be one way or the other, but guys like him, I kind of root for because he's like Giannis. I mean, he is humble. He's kind of chill. He ain't thinking he's bigger or better than he is or nothing like that. Big fan of that dude. 122-101 Bucks over the pitch. Take a quick timeout. Come back. Wait a second. Weren't we supposed to play? What did you do coming out of the break?
Shot of the game.
Right. And we never got to that because we got to Thon, right?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's go shot of the game.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Let's get tonight's Dave and Buster's shot of the game. Dave and Buster's Wauwatosa, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, shot of the game, Mayor Mitch, Fox Sports Wisconsin.
I got one for Chris Middleton here. He bangs a corner three, Bucks go up 105-83, pretty much putting the game away. This one courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Thaddeus Young throws it up. Malcolm Brogdon the rebound, dribbling, looking. Takes it in on Joe Young and gives it up. One more pass. Three. Middleton. Chris has 27. There's that offensive mojo. Keep the basketball moving.
27 for Chris Middleton tonight.
27. Another nice night for Middleton. Overall, if we look at Chris Middleton here, last 10 games, he's averaging 21 points a game, 4.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists, just over a steal a game, shooting 42% from the floor, averaging on the year 20.5 a night, 46% from the floor, which is 10% better than his career average of 45%. So Middleton having a good year so far. Again, the thing with Middleton is he's got to avoid those big, long pitfalls that tends to happen to Chris Middleton throughout the course of a season. Hopefully, it doesn't happen in crunch time for this Bucks team when they're battling for playoff position later in the year. 122-101, Bucks get the win over the Pacers. Coming up next, you'll need to know who the Chili's MVP is for tomorrow. We'll give you that. We'll still talk to Gary Wolfel. And, of course, we'll hear from Bucks head coach Jason Kidd all straight ahead here on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show.
Bucks fans, let's get tonight's Chili's MVB. Be the first to know this standout player tomorrow morning at 8:35 during Chuck and Winkler to win free food from Chili's. Chili's, famous for burgers, ribs, fajitas, and margaritas.
All right, welcome back. Bucks get the win 122-101 over the Indiana Pacers. Well, Mayor Mitch, what's your thoughts on this one?
Let's hear it.
Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to do it?
Yeah.
It's got to be Giannis tonight. 31 points.
Again, we can give it to Giannis every night.
I know you can.
Every night, right? Every night we can give it to Giannis.
I mean, we're talking about him tonight. Why not?
Okay. Giannis is your Chili's MVP of the game. Mayor Mitch was surprised. I was like, I'm going to pick the Chili's MVP.
Well, I thought we were maybe going to talk it out, you know, and...
There's nothing to, well, I mean, you could debate Middleton, you can debate Brogdon. Maker was our guest on the show, so I guess Maker can go in there. Those were the four in double figures. And then go from there. Okay.
I'd say Giannis.
Giannis, 31 points, 10 boards, 5 assists, a steal, 2 block shots, 12 of 18 from the floor, 7 of 8 from the free throw line, only 29 minutes. He had 31 points.
That's the best number of them all right there.
29, because you got him some rest. And you get Toronto on Friday now. And again, this is a nice little... They call it in baseball a home stand, but this is what it is. So you're at home now for a few days. You get some practicing at home.
You've got a back-to-back Friday, Saturday. So
can I just go back a little bit? I know we got people at home, but go back a little bit of what Thonmaker said.
Yeah.
I don't think people realize how kind of unusual, or I'll use the term crazy, it is that they do a team meeting and they have every player talk. Can I tell you something?
Do you remember when they had a team meeting back in 2013-14 with Larry Sanders?
Well, they had a lot of team meetings when Larry Sanders was on the team, Mitch. Which one are you talking about?
I specifically remember one like around Christmas where they like lost to Charlotte or somebody at home. I think it was like when I was driving up north, the game happened, and I ended up finding out they had some, you know, big elaborate team meeting. And back in those days, I think the team meetings meant something a little different.
Well, yeah, I mean, people yelling and screaming at each other and throwing stuff, whatever.
Right.
But for a second, right? Hey, Rashad, it's your turn, man. Why don't you get up, say a few words?
Sparky's standing up now.
Yeah. Hey, Rashad, why don't you stand up, say a few words, Rashad?
Out for us.
Rashad Vaughn stands up. Oh, hell, I'm still on this basketball team.
Just
sit back down. That'd be the end of it. That's all Rashad Vaughn should have said. Oh, hell, I'm still on this team? Sit back down. That's over. Like I said earlier, they should just cut him. For Rashad Vaughn, I feel bad for Rashad Vaughn. There is no way this kid is bad enough to never play basketball on this team. I'm sorry. You can't sell me on it any which way. There's no way. You don't want to put him in the G League, and you don't want to play him. So he's essentially been grounded and put into isolation. No, what's it called? When you go to prison and it's you in a hole. What's that called? You know what I'm talking
segregation,
about? Segregation. No, not segregation, man. Whatever. So that's pretty
solitary
much
solitary confinement.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
So, I mean, that's pretty much what it feels like to me.
I have been watching a lot of that lockup show on Netflix.
Oh, really?
That's what they call it. Is
never watched Netflix in my life.
Personal segregation or something like that. There's, I don't know.
There is no reason to have him on this roster. You're not going to play him, and you're not going to let him play in the G League to where he actually can get some run and play basketball. You're just wasting this kid's career. That's all you're doing. And if the response to me is, but Sparky, we might trade him at the deadline.
Well, you have to wonder.
My response to you is, you're crazy. Because you could have traded him at any point along the line. If he had any value whatsoever across his league, he could have been moved by this point for future considerations, a future 2 in 2050, whatever.
Sure, but maybe Rashad doesn't want to go to the G League.
Oh, then
maybe he's like, I'm in my fourth year. I've been here. I've shown you guys a little bit.
Understand something. Let me tell you right now.
I'm just playing devil's advocate right now.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what my stance on that would be. Rashad, we want you to go get some run in the G League and play, because you're not going to play here. So we want you to go play there, put on a show. We both know we didn't pick up your option. But if you play well enough down there, maybe we can trade you to somewhere where they will let you play in the NBA, because we're not going to. So we need you to go play for the Hurt. And Rashad Vaughn goes, screw you. I ain't going. Then you cut him, and we're done. That's it. Bye-bye. And you cut your losses. I don't understand. You have Sean Kilpatrick, you have Sterling Brown. Why is he still here? There's no reason. You're holding it. I don't know. I'm just telling you, I feel bad for Rashad Vaughn. I don't want anybody else, but me personally, I feel bad for the dude. They should just cut him and let him get on with the rest of his basketball career. It's ridiculous. Okay, who's next?
Let's go to Greenfield and talk to Mike. Mike, what's up?
What's up, Mike?
Okay. Something I noticed from all the interviews you guys do with this Bucks team.
Yeah.
Stearns has put together such an awesome group.
Stearns?
No big heads that I know of. And almost every other guy that you interview, you're saying, what a great interview they are. This team is fun to watch.
Stearns?
And it's just awesome. And it's been a long time since we could say that about the Bucks. Love the show.
Stearns?
And I think I'd like to see the Greek Freak be better than LeBron. Have a good night, guys.
Thanks for the call, Mike. He's trying to compliment us, Sparky, and he was just a little mixed up.
Was my microphone on? Did he hear me?
It was on.
Was something wrong? Cannot they not hear me when I talk?
I heard you. I know
that. I love Mike to death. He said Stearns, right?
He did. I think he meant, maybe
he
does.
Met John Horst?
For all we know, maybe David Stearns is the Bucks GM.
No, he's not.
Okay.
No, don't do that. David Stearns has enough going on. He don't need to run the Bucks too.
True.
He's trying to get another pitcher. Now you want a break.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
It's time.
It already.
Yep.
Well, why don't we do something else? Let's do what do you want to do? X Factor?
Sure.
Let's do X Factor.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game. Here's tonight's X Factor of the game.
Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 6 junior college sports. Learn more at bcsbobcats.com.
He was done.
He was done?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, we got it for time for X Factor of the game. Who you like for X Factor of the game, Aaron Mitch?
Let's see. Man, that's a tough one. I guess Chris Middleton?
No, but it doesn't have to be a player. Just what's the difference in this game? It's shooting for the Bucks.
Maybe the assist total?
Shooting the basketball tonight.
The assist total?
Just total 33
assists. They were up over 30. Yep. I don't remember the last time they
were.
The
X factor in this game was the Bucks knocking down shots, and that's why your assists obviously go up. But good ball movement, able to knock down some shots, open shots tonight, and that really was a difference. And during the broadcast on Fox Sports Wisconsin, Jim Paschke was bringing up the fact that, it'd be nice to find another shooter for this team. Marcus Johnson lied and said it'd be nice to find a shooter for every team. Every team would love another shooter. And that's really where this Bucks team is. You could use another shooter, and obviously you can use a big guy. And if they're going to cut Rashad Vaughn, that's who's going to take that roster spot, whoever that may be. That comes in. All right, now we can take a time. I'll get to a sports flash with the mayor, Mitch Ross.
What defensive play stood out? Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113, Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show.
All righty. Defensive play of the game on a Bucks victory tonight. 122-101. 31 points for Giannis. 10 rebounds. What'd I say?
I'd say a Bucks victory on a Bucks Tuesday on a Wednesday.
Yeah, kind of weird, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's fire Ted Thompson, fire Dom Capers. That stuff's going to happen.
Yeah.
All right, defensive play of the game. What say you?
Giannis Antetokounmpo, the man of the night, with a chase down block on Corey Joseph. This highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin.
And the loft that over Giannis. Darren Collison has 10. He knocks it away from Giannis from behind. Somebody has to call that out. Corey Joseph. Giannis calls him out with a block.
There, that highlight is courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Jim Paschke on the call. Giannis with a big chase down block there. Of course, on the ensuing possession for the Bucks, John Henson would throw it out of bounds, but we didn't really include that part in the highlight.
No, it happened.
But they won.
That was to Bledsoe, where Bledsoe didn't continue to move down the baseline. Was that
correct.
The play?
Yep.
Yeah. 122-101, Bucks over the Pacers tonight. Again, our thanks to Thom Maker for joining us. Also, if you were not aware, we had an alternate stream tonight. So we have two streams now for the fan. So once the game is done, And this is going to happen again on Friday night. So once this Bucks-Raptors game is done Friday night, all you have to do is either go to our website, where you'll be able to click on the link to listen to the Bucks postgame show, or just wait for the tweet to go out or Facebook post to go out and click on the link, and you'll be able to listen to me doing the postgame show on Friday night, having a Bucks guest on. We'll take your calls just like we normally do through the alternate stream. We'll do tweets. Regular show. Not much different. Actually, there is one big difference. The one big difference is it's commercial-free. So
yes, it is.
While we're on the stream, there are no commercials. You may hear a sports flash. You may hear a show promo. But there are no commercials during the stream. So it's commercial-free till we get back on the radio side once the Admirals are done. So if you've never been on the radio and it scares you or whatever, here's your chance. Call up, because you're not on the radio. You're on an internet stream, right? Mm-hmm. That doesn't count. So you can call up and get on the post-game show. There won't be as many people listening probably as there normally would be on the radio on just the secondary stream, more than likely. So you don't have to worry about everybody hearing you mess up if you screw up. I can't promise I won't yell at you still, because it's still going to be a normal show. But here's your chance. You know, call in after the game is done. And when you're leaving the arena, the Bradley Center, it's so many of these cars now, you can just plug your phone like right into your car speakers, click up the alternate stream, and listen to the show on your way home, just like
Bluetooth
you would on
audio.
The radio. Right.
Bluetooth audio in your car, something like that. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. You can still dial it up. So, again, don't forget, Friday night, back on the alternate stream again. And looking forward to doing it again. Tonight was night one of it. We've never done it before for the show. And it's better than having the show canceled, which is what we've done for, 12 years? 11 or 12 years, however long the show's been on, 11 years. We've always canceled shows when there's been a significant gap projected, or we wait for 45 minutes and go on and hope people still tune us in. So we don't have to do that anymore. 122-101 Bucks over the Pacers. Let's hear from Bucks head coach Jason Kidd.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show.
Let's hear from the Bucks head coach. It's time for the Coach's Corner.
Sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE.
This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, Bucks head coach Jason Kidd, this should be easy, right? I mean, there can't be any PR screw-ups with this. There's no way he could screw this up. Because he's had some fumbles, ice call him, where he said things he shouldn't have said and got himself in a little bit of trouble with the fan base. This is easy. This is just, yee-hee, this was simple. This was a great offensive performance. We were in control of the game all night. Got to give Giannis some rest. Looking forward to taking on the Raptors on Friday night to be my host Bradley Center. Would love to see a sold-out crowd to give us some support. Obviously, the goal is to make sure DeMar DeRozan doesn't get 50 on us again. Ha, 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 ha. And go from there. That's all this should be. There should not be any conflict or any snarkiness from anybody in this press conference. I have not heard it. I don't know if there is or not. I'm just telling you right now there better not be, because there's no need for it. This was an easy win. Go ahead. Play Jason Kidd.
Yeah, I thought the guys executed. Sharing the ball, making open shots helps. I thought defensively rebounding the ball. And getting out again, sharing the ball. There was a lot of positive things.
Following up on that a little bit, why were you able to put the game away in the third quarter?
Well, I think, again, just understanding the extra pass makes everybody involved or feel a part of the offense. And setting screens is something that those guys have worked on, and understand that it's a big part of our game. And I thought they did a great job of executing that on the offensive end. But defensively, being able to rebound the ball on missed shots was big for us tonight.
We talked a little bit about Dele pregame, another night where he has a bunch of assists, so I think only one turnover. How big has it been to have him back?
Yeah, I think when you have an assist in the way that he's going, that means someone's making open shots because he's finding guys, and tonight was no different than the last two games. He's reading the defense, and he's taking what the defense is giving, and the guys are responding. When he's on the floor, I think all four guys believe that they have a chance to score, and that helps.
You know, just Giannis and Chris both had really efficient nights, and you were able to rest them. Is that kind of the perfect combination of a game for them?
Yeah, I think we would all like to have a game like this where you can keep them under 30 minutes. But unfortunately, that hasn't happened a lot this year, so this is a good win, especially, you know, having that game in Toronto and a lot of the energy that was spent yesterday going through some of the things that we cleaned up and then taking that yesterday's practice to the floor.
You're listening to the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show. Now it's time to pick the ruler of the backboard. Brought to you by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza, loaded with a half pound of Wisconsin cheese. It truly is the ruler of pizza.
Well, as it is every night, Giannis, 10 rebounds, a ruler of the boards tonight. Again, that Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza. Whoop-a-tee. As a person that eats a lot of frozen pizzas, I'm telling you, that is legitimate if you like cheese. It's a half a pound of cheese. If you really, really like cheese.
It's almost tough to cook through that bad boy.
I will tell you this. If you
takes an extra 5 minutes right, or so.
If you kind of like cheese or you sort of like cheese, this is not your pizza. Nope. Just get the pepperoni or the sausage pizza or whatever, you're good. But if you love cheese, this is your pizza. This was made for you. Palermo said, we want to make you, the cheesehead, happy in the state of Wisconsin, and made this King Frozen Pizza. Half a pound of cheese. That's a lot of cheese. So Giannis gets that one. 10 rebounds tonight. Again, Giannis, 31 points, 10 boards, 5 assists, a steal, 2 block shots, 27 points for Middleton, 17 for Brogdon. Thonmaker, who joined us earlier, you'll be able to hear that on the separate cutout of the podcast. It'll be up separately at 105.7 FM, thefan.com as well. And you'll be able to go back.
The Fan on Demand, presented by John Paul's Buick GMC on Highway 100 in Greenfield.
See, this is why he fills in for me when I'm not here, man. He did that without looking at anything. He just looked straight at me and just did it.
Yep.
Ain't that true? Yep. Fan on Demand, and that's where the podcast will be too. So if you missed the first 40 minutes or so on the alternate stream, all of that, we think, we're going to find out after the show, but we think all of that will be up as part of the podcast as well. So if you missed the first 40 minutes because you didn't know about the alternate stream, whatever the case may be, you can listen all that back. Tonight after the show, once Mayor Mitch puts it up, or tomorrow morning on your way to work or while you're working out or whatever the case may be. And again, Friday night, back at it again, same deal. So alternate link, either go to the Fan website, click on it there, or just wait for it to go out on Twitter from our Fan account or on Facebook, and we'll tweet out links both places, and you can listen to it that way too. As soon as the Bucks game is over, soon as the buzzer is over, boom, we start. It's literally that quick. So if you have a phone, you can listen to it on your phone as you're walking out of the arena. Coming up on Friday night as they take on the Toronto Raptors. 122-101, Bucks over the Pacers. Coming up next, we will talk with WSSP basketball insider Gary Wolf. We'll get his thoughts on what we were talking about earlier as far as Giannis. Where eventually does he plateau? Where did his stat line eventually level off at? And then we're going to throw the LeBron James stats at him too and see what he has to say about that. That's straight ahead here on The Fan.
Hey guys, this is Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Milwaukee Bucks, and you're listening to the Milwaukee Bucks post-game show here on The Fan.
Now, a Bucks post-game update from Fan Insider Gary Wolfel, brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save post-game show.
All right, Bucks get the win tonight over the Indiana Pacers, minus Victor Oladipo tonight. Bucks win 122-101, led by 31 points from Giannis. Joining us now is Gary Wolfel, as you just heard, in the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Gary, thoughts on the game?
You know, Steve, the other night I got an email from Bodog.com, the online gambling service.
We all get those emails, you betcha.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know if you read yours. But one of the things they listed was the odds, you know, to win a championship, right?
Yep.
And they had already crossed off 9 teams. I mean, you couldn't even place a bet on them.
Really?
And it was just a very distinct example of the haves and the have-nots in the NBA. But, I mean, 9 teams, I mean, that's a third of the league that they consider have absolutely no chance. I mean, you couldn't even put a penny on them, okay? And it just tells you the state of the league. And when you saw the Pacers tonight, you know, as troublesome as the Bucks have had been this season, you look at the Pacers, they lose one guy, and they're god-awful, you know. So, you know, the Bucks situation is pretty good when you compare them to the rest of the league.
Well, no question. And we were talking about Giannis earlier in the show coming off his 31-point night. And I'll ask you the same question that I was asking earlier in the show. Where do you think Giannis' numbers eventually plateau at? He's gotten better every single year. He's averaging 29 and 10 this year, obviously.
a steal and a half a game, almost two blocks per game. Where do you think this plateaus at eventually? Where does it stop?
I think they might plateau right about where they are now. I don't see them going up much more in any category, whether it's rebounds, points, assists. And for his sake, I hope they don't, because that means he's going to be relied on even more. And, you know, eventually that could shorten his career.
It is amazing to me when you sit back and you look at LeBron James' stats, because we did that.
Yeah.
And we went through his career numbers.
Right.
So 29 points or more per game. This is what Gary Wolfel does to me all the time, and I get to do to him. How many times in LeBron James' career has he averaged 29 or more points a game as Giannis is doing this year? He's played 15 seasons.
Seven?
Three.
Three, and they probably were the first couple three, right?
In 2009, when he was 25, 29.7. 23, he averaged 30, and at 21, his third year, he averaged 31.5.
At what age, 21?
21, correct.
Yeah, I you know what, I threw that stat at Giannis last year because Giannis was feeling pretty good, and I said, you know, Giannis, you're pretty darn good, but sometime take a look at what LeBron did at your age.
I'm telling you something right now. We had Thon Maker on earlier in the show, and I told Thon, I said, you and Giannis need to go sit down and look at LeBron's career numbers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen. He can beat LeBron's career numbers. 27 points a game for LeBron. I don't see any reason, as Giannis continues to get better with that jumper, because where he is right now, he's just going to get better. And once he gets that three down, it's over. 27 points per game. He can definitely do that, I think, without a shadow of a doubt. Rebounds, seven rebounds.
For his career?
Yeah, 27 as an average, right. LeBron, seven rebounds a game. He can do that. 0.8 blocks. Giannis has that easily. A steal and a half. He's already at a steal and a half right now. And he's still learning the game a little bit. You realize, here's another one that blew my mind. He's averaging 9 free throws a game.
Yeah.
LeBron James averaged about 9.5 free throws a game from 2005, when he was 21, through the 2009-2010 season, when he averaged 10 free throws a game at 25. Since 2005, he has not averaged 9 free throws a game once.
Yeah.
Not once. Right. James Harden can average a million free throws a game. LeBron James can't average 9 a game since 2009. I mean, that is crazy.
Yeah, but you got to remember the context in which this happened. LeBron got some pretty darn good players around him, right? I mean,
sure.
Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade, and then he's got Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving. And, you know, that's what I was saying at the outset. You hope Giannis is numbers don't go up.
But Gary, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Giannis, 2 minutes you're telling me, Mitch? I need more than 2 minutes. Giannis is averaging, what, 19 shots a game, something like that? Is that right?
Yeah.
Mayor Mitch?
Yeah.
I think it's 19. 19 about shots right. a game.
Yeah.
If you look at LeBron, he averaged 19.5 shots a game. 19.5. He's still, again, that to me, you look at free throw attempts, they're relatively the same this year for Giannis. He hasn't done it any year but this year. But LeBron in his career, 19.5 per game, and again, averaging free throws 8.2 a game. That's ridiculous. There should be an NBA investigation into that.
You know what, I mean, you can throw out all these gaudy numbers you want. How Giannis is ultimately going to be judged is if he wins a title, you know? And LeBron's got a couple on his resume, you know?
No.
Without a doubt. He's going to go anywhere and be recognized as one of the all-time greats. You got to win titles.
No. You see, why do you guys go so extreme for? No.
Extreme? That's how great this is measured.
Listen to me. I'm talking from a Bucks fan perspective and talking about the numbers that he could average at the end of the day. I'm thinking happy thoughts and being happy, and then you got to come slam the door in my face and bring up championships.
That's what it was, you know, I mean.
No, I'm done with you. I'm done. You know, we're out of time. No, we're out of time. We got to go. Bye-bye, Gary.
Let's resume this.
I can't hear you. The phone's breaking up. Got to go. Bye. You can join us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. I hate when those phones go bad. You got to read your liner now.
Great Midwest Bank, committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, discover the benefits of simply local banking. Visit Great Midwest Bank. Bucks.com.
122-101, Bucks win. Toodles.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.